sure saw the very chush of the Talmidim, Talmidei Chachamim, young and old. About 25 years ago, I started the Beis Medrash that I have in Flatbush. We started from scratch. I didn't know if anyone would show up that first Shabbos, so I packed the place with relatives and friends. And we had a Sefer Torah that I borrowed, which I never had checked. And it was Parshas Ki Savo, and the Baal Kairi was a phenomenal Baal Kairi, moved subsequently to Eretz Yisrael. He's still laying somewhere in Har Nof. And we were moving very nicely along until at one point in Parshas Ki Savo, the Baal Kairi reads, Eis Kol Ha'aretz Hazos. And the Olam suggests Es Ha'aretz Hazos. So he looks into the Sefer Torah and he says, Es Kol Ha'aretz Hazos. To which the Olam points to the Chumash and says, Es Ha'aretz Hazos. This went on for close to 5 minutes or so it seemed, until finally we realized that one or the other has a mistake, and it turned out to be that the Sefer Torah was in error. There was an extra kol. We will not now engage in the halacha of what you do next, but suffice it to say that it put a pall on the entire davening subsequently, the rest of the laning and the musaf. We did not have another Sefer Torah to take out. It was a desperate matzav, and everybody felt that it was sort of a bad omen to start on such a foot. At that time, I darshaned not before the laning, but at the end of the davening. I got up and I said, I have a new taich, a new interpretation of the expression kol hascholos koshos. If there's an extra word kol, it's hascholos koshos. Well, the theme of today is kol hascholos kalos. Don't bother doing a search, this phrase does not exist. But believe it or not, you don't find kol hascholos koshos that much either. And I think I know why. Because we really are not maschil. Now, the word maschil you find many times, maschil b'mitzvah, ayim l'moy gemar, and so on. But you're speaking about a real haschola. We are reminded of several very critical points. Pasuk of Zekeli va'anvehu, and the Rashi on that pasuk. Elikei avi va'aroyimene. Lo ani tchilas hakedusha. I am not the beginning. When it comes to Kabbalah HaTorah, the phrase kol hascholos koshos from the Mechilta is found in Kabbalah HaTorah. V'hoya v'ata, excuse me, im shamaya tishmu b'koyli u'shmartem es brisi v'yisem li sgula mikol ha'amim ki li kol ha'aretz. Im Shamaya Tishmeru. Rashi says it's the first hurdle, that first Shamaya. After that, it's easy because kol hascholos koshos. We are already in that second Tishmeru for thousands of years. And every time that we relive the experience of Maimed Har Sinai, we acknowledge that we have already achieved that first Shamaya. We are beyond the Shamaya that's kol hascholos koshos. We are in the long arichus of Tishmeru. And the emes, this idea that we are cognizant, that we are sensitive to the experience of Maimed Har Sinai, you find it in many places. That we are reliving the experience of Har Sinai perpetually, year after year, door after door. Famous Ramban in the mitzvahs, Loisa say that he adds in the Tayag mitzvahs, Yishom elecho shmor nafshecho miyoy pentishkach es advorim asherro einecho. The Ramban insists that Vodatam levonecho v'livnei vonecho refers to the instilling generation after generation the sensitivity that we were at Maamar Har Sinai. In that Ramban and in the Lashon of the Ramban, there is a harking to the words and the Lashon of the Rambam in the 8th Perek of Yesodei HaTorah, where the Rambam says, Be'einenu ra'inu v'loy zor, bazneinu shamanu v'loy acher. The Rambam's Lashon is extremely precise. We were there. And we experienced Maamar Har Sinai again in a very unique halacha in the Rambam, that the Rambam says that we are mechuyav to find a special place for the Sefer Torah and lehader oisai lechabda yoisa midai. It means not just the Aron Kodesh in a Beis HaKnesses. Every person is mechuyav to write a Sefer Torah for himself. Where does he keep it? The Melech, it's munachas b'cheika. Where does he keep it? So the answer is he has to designate a very precise place, a specific mokoin, and that mokoin, that oroin, has to be muhudar b'yoyser. Why? So I would say, what's the question why? It's the most precious possession that we have. You put your jewelry in a safe, why not the Sefer Torah? But that is not the explanation of the Rambam. And remarkably, when the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea brings this halacha that you have to have a mokam miyukud for the Sefer Torah, it does not bring the consequent explanation of the Rambam, even though up to that point he's quoting the Rambam verbatim. The Rambam says, do you know why you have to have a special place, an Aron? Because luchos that were in the Aron, those very dvarim, asher hayu beluchos, hein hein hadvarim shebechol sefer v'sefer. Rebbeinu da'alma kula. Everybody knows that we're not supposed to, we're not allowed to relegate any unique quality to any specific pasuk more than in any other pasuk. And that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the same as Mehetavu bas matreit bas meizav. So what is the pshat that dvarim shebeluchos? The answer is, because the identification of an Aron and a Makom Miyuchad is dafka because of the luchos that are written in the Torah. What is the point? The point is that we have a Maamar Har Sinai moment in the Chepta of the Sefer Torah itself. In our minhag of Kriyas HaTorah, and there are different minhagim, but in the minhag that I follow, and that a great deal of Klal Yisrael follows in Kriyas HaTorah, we lay what is called Tam Elyon, not just on Shavuos, but also when we lay Parshas Yisroi and Parshas Vayeschanan. What is the difference between Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton? The answer is that Tam Elyon creates, because the trup has to follow a certain pattern, a structure of Dibros rather than Psukim. So when you lay Shnai Mikra Ve'echot Targum that very same week, you lay Psukim. And when you lay Psukim, the structure of the Psukim is Mechayiv Tam Tachta. And therefore, Loi Sitzach, Loi Sinach, Loi Signach. But Loi Tirzach, because we are laying Dibros. We're laying Dibros. Why are we laying Dibros? We're supposed to lay the Torah. Psukim, Maamar Har Sinai. Quite a number of Rishonim and subsequently Achronim relate to the Hoitzah Sefer Torah and the Maase of Kriya Sefer Torah in general as a reflection of Maamar Har Sinai, as a recreation of sorts of Maamar Har Sinai. And therefore you have to have the Torah which was given Al Yedei Sirsur, you have the three people present, Bishas Kriya Satara. All of this indicates to us that it isn't sufficient to learn the Torah, you have to relive the experience of Maamar Har Sinai. And in that experience, the Ribbono Shel Olam says that first moment, that first jolt, that first sense that we are burdened now with a massive achrayus, with a massive consequence of mitzvahs, is extraordinarily troublesome and frightening. It isn't just the Eish HaGedola that was frightening. It isn't just the daber atah imanu v'nishma v'yadaber lakim imanu pendamos. But b'nei chayrin come out of Mitzrayim, we are free. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says the Jew is never free. And because he's never free, he's always free. But to digest such a peculiar philosophical construct takes a while. And the Ribbono Shel Olam promises that it gets easier and easier. Once we've gone past that Im Shamaya, which is Kolas Cholos Koshos, even as we relive the experience, but we relive the experience in the context of yesterday being the same Ben Torah, the same Talmud of the Yeshiva, the same Loimed, the same Shoyev, the same Doiresh, there is no question that it's a lot easier. We come from a tradition, we come from a Makor, we have a vision that is passed on from generation to generation. We are never in the first Shamaya. We are already in Tishmu. The reason, by the way, that the Mechilta indulges in this particular pshat of Kolas Cholos Koshos and it gets easier is because Va'ata Im Shamoa Tishmu. What does it mean, Im Shamoa Tishmu? So it sounds like it's the beginning of a conditional sentence. Well, what's the then? If Im Shamoa Tishmu, then what? So the answer is, Im Shamoa Tishmu Bekoli, Ushmartem Es Berisi, then, V'hiyisem Li Segula Mikola. V'atem Tiyuli Man Leches Koinem V'goy Kodesh. But that is not the way the Mechilta learned the Pasuk. And you know why? Because the Mechilta did not learn that the words v'yisem lisgula mikol ami and v'atem tiyu li mamleches koinim v'goy kadosh is a reward, is a then for the if of im shamoa tishmu v'koyli, then you will be this and you will be that, I will consider you great and wonderful and I will heap all of these terrific things upon you, you'll be my cherished treasure from all the nations of the world. So instead, how did the Mechilta learn it? The Mechilta learned that Im Shamoa Tishmu Bekoli is the end of the sentence, in the sense that there's no contingency here, except that if you try at the beginning to suffer me and to allow me to impose all of this upon you, as hard as it is, Tishmu, the consequence of that will be that surely it will get easier and easier. So what about after Ushmartim Es Brisi, what about V'yisem Li Segula? The answer is, just like Ushmartim Es Brisi is one of the pratim of what Hashem wants from Bnei Yisrael, so too is V'yisem Li Segula a commandment, a demand, a requirement, not a reward. Im Shamoa, then Tishmu Bekoli, Ushmartim Es Brisi, V'yisem Li Segula, Mamleches Koyanim V'goy Kodosh, Eila Advarim Lo Pachos V'lo Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a series of demands on Klal Yisrael which at first are overwhelming, but then in the transformation they begin to perceive that this is the most blessed and most wonderful and in the end the easiest life that you can live, fraught with meaning and purpose and given all the schar ba'olam hazeh ba'olam haba. So what exactly is it in these words, in these magical words, that Hashem is commanding us, beyond Tishmu Bekoli, Ushmartem Es Brisi? So the answer is, a Jew individually and Klal Yisrael collectively has an extraordinary responsibility to perceive themselves as unique and different and special. You know, a lot of this is not politically correct. In fact, I dare say that even a Rav in certain communities would have very great difficulty selling the Lashon of Rashi, and probably would therefore pick some other Mefarish. What does Rashi say? Rashi says V'yisem l'sgula mikol ha'amin ki li kol ha'aretz. Because the rest, you might think, well, you know, you don't have anybody but us. Anyhow, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have a choice of all the nations of the world. And I am telling you that you're the one and only. The rest of them, v'nechsha v'loy klo. It's a gonish mitgonish. Nothing at all. This hasaga translates further into Mamleches Kohanim v'Goy Kodesh. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I created a nation that has a unique relationship, which even the Goyim, they might use it against us for collective guilt and collective responsibility. No other nation, if Reuven or Max or Frank or Charlie or whatever his name is, no other nation will say if Charlie did something, Tuv Yochotav Azigud Mingit, that if Charlie did something, then Frank is responsible. But if Yankel did something, then for sure Reuven is responsible. Why is that so? Because that is our perception of us. That is our extraordinary sense of Aravus. Arevim kol Yisrael. That is why the Ke'ish Echad Balev Echad was a sine qua non, was an absolute requirement for Kabbalah Satorah. Because one heartbeat, so there's no such thing as you have your feelings, I have mine, you have your responsibilities, I have mine. Why should I worry about you? Why should I worry about your life? Why should I worry about your mitzvahs? Where is the source of this concept that I can be motzi somebody? Arvus. It's an unbelievable idea. That is the Yisem Li Segula Mikolo Amin. There's the one nation in the world only. And that is the perception that we have of ourselves. That sense that there's a Yid somewhere that's in trouble. It doesn't matter if he's in Japan, or whether he's in jail in the United States, or whether he's in Eretz Yisrael, wherever he is, or somewhere in the Midwest. If he is in need, if he is hurting, if he is desperate, my heart beats with that pain, with that suffering, with that desperation. And furthermore, Yisem li segula mikol ha'amim is a mechayev, requires that I should be a mamleches kohanim. Everyone asks, what is kohanim? There are no kohanim yet. And what is mamleches kohanim? How could everybody be a kohen when we know that not everyone is a kohen? There are Levim and there are Yisrael. What does it mean, mamleches kohanim? A malchus of people that do for others. The achrayus is not merely the daiga, the sense, the perception, the feeling of the heart, but it is the pa'ula as well. I have to do for others. I exist to do for others. You know, you're in a beis medrash, and a beis medrash you can see learning as an extremely selfish and self-centered activity. That's why when you get married, you have to forget that a wife is not a shtender, and you have to remind yourself, you have to forget the shtender and remember the wife. Because the shtender is a very, very easy partner. All you see is yourself, and your learning is for yourself, and the shteiding is for yourself, and all of a sudden you get married, you have to start thinking about somebody else. But it's an integration of oneself to think about somebody else, and it's really fundamental to the whole of being a Jew. And that's a kohen. A kohen does not possess anything of his own. There's the interweaving of relationships, of support, of friendship, of concern, the kohen does for the other. Ki sifsei kohen yishmu das v'soyu yivakshu mipiyu. Ki malach Hashem tzvokos. Malach Hashem means many things. It is perhaps also a description of his greatness and his holiness and so on. But the ikar pshat of malach Hashem is he's the shaliach. You have a tafkid. All of Klal Yisrael has a tafkid. What about Goy Kodosh? So I'll tell you, Goy Kodosh distresses me. I'll tell you what I mean in a moment. There's a Ramban. The Ramban on the Pasuk, V'anshei Kodesh Tiyuli, in Parshas Mishpatim, in today's Parsha. So the Ramban says, Tam HaKosov HaZeh, Ki Ad Heino Hizkir HaMishpatim, VeHizhir B'Dvorim HaMechu'orim. Va'ato Keshebola Haskhu B'Isur HaMachol, Posach V'Omar V'Anshei Kodesh Tiyun Li. Sheroyhu Sheyoichal HaOdom Kol Ma Sheyichya Boi. The Ramban says that be'etzem, for a moment, you could think that all macholos asuris is totally illogical. Whatever works, whatever nourishes me, whatever gives me vitamins and minerals, that I should be permitted to eat. The world is available to me. La'avdo l'shomra. So why can I not eat macholos asuris? What is the logic of it? What is the sense of it? So he says, ve'ein ha'isurin b'ma'acholim, Rak tahava banefesh, shetoichal dvorim nikiyim, shelo yolidu oivi v'gasus banefesh. Al kein omar. So therefore, when he begins, basa basoda treifa loisechelu, what's wrong? So it doesn't have a heter shchita to allow you to eat. What's wrong with it? So it doesn't have the heter shchita. Why do you need a heter shchita? Because otherwise it creates an oivi v'gasus v'nefesh. Al kein omar v'anshei kodesh tiyun li, kloima, ani chofet, says the Ribbono shel Olam, shetiyu anshei kodesh, ba'avur shetiyu ru'uyim li, l'dofka bi, shani kodesh. V'fikach lo siga alu nafshei seichem ba'achilaschem hadvorim hametu'ovim. V'kach omar. And so too he says elsewhere, Al Tishakasu es nafshel seichem b'chol asheretz ha-shoretz t'lo tit'amu bohem v'nitmeisem bom ki ani ha-shem elokeichem v'iskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim ki kodesh on. V'inei ha-shrotzin mishaktsin ha-nefesh v'ha-treifo ein bo shikutz avo yesh b'shmiro mimeno kedusha. The Ramban is very, very disturbing to me. You know why? Because I'm dana kal v'chayla. Ma'adach that which requires a certain subtlety of appreciation, which is by its very nature esoteric. Because from a logical point of view, ma'inyon zelo ze. How does achilas dvorim or eila metamtem the nefesh? How does it create a chiyur in my neshama? We don't understand that logically. We understand it only because the Torah tells it to us. And our Mefarshim explain it to us. But what about those things that we understand rationally, logically, and very empirically? On the tamting the nefesh minei ubei. That's the pshat mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. So the Ribbono shel Olam says, I'm giving you a Torah to keep. But that is just the tip of an incredible iceberg. Except it's not cold. It's very warm and very special and very wonderful. Im shamaya tishnu. But that is the beginning of a journey, the beginning of a comprehension. Shamaya tishnu ushmartem es brisi. Because you have to be also separate and apart. And you also have to care your kishkes out. Your whole being has to worry about the other. And you have to be responsible for him, even lemaisa mamleches koyanim. And you have to teach him, and you have to care about him, and you have to seek him out and raise him, and worry lemaisa about his physical needs and his spiritual matzav. But even that's not enough. There has to be a goy kodesh. And the practical consequences, whether we like it or not, demands of us the break, B-R-A-K-E, the break on the world as it imposes itself on us from every angle. You fight back, you resist, you control. And without the V'goy Kadosh, there is no Im Shamaya Tishnu. But I'll tell you something else. It is my aniyakot, my feeling, that when Mechilta told us that it's going to get easier, There's a tnai koidim lemaisa. You want it to get easier, you have to buy the whole package. If a person is in this existential tarta de sasre of being so exposed to the world that the world's values and the world's understanding of itself and everything that it cherishes becomes your value and what you cherish, it will never become easier. In fact, there's a perpetual stira mineu bei which haunts a person day in, day out for the rest of his life. You cannot have your cake and eat it. Means nothing compared to this type of disaster. Because the whole yisoid of Shamaya Tishmu, that kolas cholos koshos, is only because there is later an embrace which embraces you, a submission which submits to you, a connection to Hashem that He connects Himself to you. And it's only when you follow the prescription of that pasuk, and that's loy pachos v'lo yoser. You don't need anything more, but you cannot survive with anything less. You have to buy into not just to shmartem es brisi, but v'yisem lisvua mikol ha'amin. Ki li kol ha'oretz v'atem tiyu li mamleches kohanim v'goy kodosh. Eila ha'dvorim asher tedaber ol bnei Yisrael. I wanted to share with you an idea that the Kli Yochar proposes as a way of, in a certain sense, I wouldn't say summarizing, but I guess Im Shamaya Tishmu is how it's easier for us. I wanted to suggest that what happens to us in our becoming that Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, and how because of that we become so enraptured with the Torah and involved in the mitzvahs, it becomes an Ayelis Ahavim V'Yalas Chaim. But that is mirrored very much in the vision that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has of His people as well. The V'yisem Li, what happens? So the Kli Yochar on this pasuk in Shamaya Tishmu B'Koyli, U'shmartem Es Brisi V'yisem Li Skula, recognizes three madregas. And those madregas in Shamaya Tishmu B'Koyli, you are completely subservient to me. That's like the madrega of a bas, of a daughter, of a child. The father imposes his will on the child. The child is trained to listen to the father. The child does not talk back to the father. At least he didn't used to. And now, that's Shamaya Tishmu. Ushmartim is brisi. Everyone understands that a bris, says the Kli Yochar, is a covenant. A covenant means there are two partners. So that's an equal. That's like a wife. Ve'yisam li sgula mikol ha'amin. Means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to listen to the tzaddikim, tzaddigozer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim, ritzon yirei of yaseh. Klal Yisrael has the durabonon that they can impose, and even HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yonesim b'ni imahu oimer, ev yoser b'ni imahu oimer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu suddenly becomes the child. And Klal Yisrael is the mother. There's a medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, because the pasuk speaks about Biti, and it speaks about Achoisi, and it speaks about Imi. So Chazal say in the Medrash that Mitchila, it's Biti, and then it's Achoisi, and Libesayf Kora Lo Imi. What is the pshat in this? So he says exactly what I would like to suggest is that if you take this vision of the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Bnei Yisrael, it is a quid pro quo relationship which says to the extent that you are fulfilling these madregas of Aliyah, to that extent my relationship to you morphs, it changes, it develops, it transforms itself. Now this notion that we have of Im Shamaya Tishmu has another parallel. And with that, I'd like to close. I don't always have to speak for an hour, you know. You know the Gemara in Nidah Laflamid Abed Beis. Everybody knows that Gemara. The Gemara tells us that when a child is in the womb, a malach comes and teaches, based on a pasuk in Iyov, malach comes and teaches him kol ha'Torah kula. It's time to come out. Bo malach was sadrei al piv, and he forgets the whole Torah that he had. Many Svarim, Bali Musar, and others ask in Cain that in the end he forgets it all, what's the point? And the answer basically is, call us follows kashrus. Not only is it mitzad klal Yisrael, an ancient patrimony, a marasha kihilas yankiv, and not something new. Not only is the kedusha of the Yisrael Liskula and Mamlechas Kenev Goy Kodosh not something new, but it comes from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Not only that, but even in the Etzem Limud HaTorah, for each Yochid V'Yochid, it's not new. And Zman is certainly not new. We have a break. L'chaira, what's the break? Obviously, everybody on their break was just sitting learning a whole day. So when you come back to the Beis Medrash, what are you doing again? You're sitting and learning. There's nothing new. And the sense that it's not new, so it's not kol haschalos kashrus. It's kol haschalos, this kind of haschalos, is kalos. And that's what I meant by the title. It wasn't just some a trick, a device. It really is kalos. It's more than kalos. It is who we are. You ask a person, is it easy to breathe oxygen? You don't ask a question like that. You ask, can you breathe nitrogen? Can you breathe carbon monoxide? You don't ask, can you breathe oxygen? How do you feel about breathing oxygen? Because that's how we live. The Birkat Shmuel, Rebbe Achber, somebody once said, Torah is oxygen mamish. He says, wrong. Oxygen is to give you life. Torah is life itself. Okay, if you want to go with Rebbe Achber, that's fine with me too. But it really is very easy, because if you have the right perspective and you have the right understanding, and it is a Mamleches Kainim, and it is a Goy Kodesh, and we understand the Timtum HaNefesh, which comes not from Acholos Asuris, but from Deyos Kodesh Vais, and I don't even want to mention the word internet, because it's not necessary. So the fact of the matter is that if a person has such a hasaga and he's already in that groove, the Torah to him is the elixir, the panacea, life itself. We should be zoiche to have that hasaga, that little hakdama. That's really what Al Shaloi Beruch Hu Torah Tchila means also. I think people say, well, if you're looking at Torah like it's just stam, a document, and it's something that's a scholarly work, etc., etc., it's much more than that. Lo Beruch Hu Torah Tchila means it was kol haschalos kashrus. It's a burden. And you know why it's a burden? Because you don't understand the chayei olam na'ah b'seichel. Because you don't understand the harev na'ah as divrei sairas chabefinu. You don't understand asher bocha bonu mikol ha'amim in the v'nasa bonu estarasi. And that is because we don't fulfill those tnoyim of u'shmartim ezrisi v'yisam l'sgula mikol ha'amim v'atem tiyu li mamleches koinim v'goy kadosh, that ashamaya never becomes tishmo. It's never easy. And that's really Al Shaloi Beruch Hu Torah Tchila. But if it is with those conditions, and it is with that havana, it's not just fish in the water, the Akiva's mashal. It's mamish, life itself. It's delicious, it's wonderful, it's special. It is not only the blueprint for the world, but it's the blueprint for my life. It is not only a blueprint, but it's pasha kol tamei olam. You know what happened when the Vilna Gaon was nifter, there was a pall of sadness that descended upon everybody in his Beis Medrash. And they were looking to Reb Chaim Volozhiner to give them encouragement. So he started singing with them, Olam Haba is a good zach. Olam Haba is a good thing. But then he said, but Le'onin Torah is a better thing, is a besser zach, better than Olam Haba. But still, Olam Haba is a good zach. And that's how we sing it Ad Hayoy. So, there's a time for the Gra to go to Olam Haba. But you should know, there's nothing to be sad about. We have a Torah to learn. Let's get to work. Should have tremendous hatzlacha.